This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Just in passing, you said it. That is something, if we all remember that, that could really help.
Hey, listen, change. I'm not sitting here. I'm not a preacher. You're a preacher. I'm not lecturing anyone. I'm as guilty as being a hypocrite or being impatient or being whatever as everyone else is. I just know that we've got a lot of voices in this community that feel like they don't get heard, and there's nothing wrong with listening.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean someone's coming after you, and it doesn't mean someone's taking your country away, and it doesn't mean you can't get in Fairview Park and celebrate Hispanic culture without you being offended. It's just roll with it. Maybe learn a little something along the way. One of the things I miss the most in the 18 months is traveling and learning about what other people do and how they live. It's just fascinating to me. It's not a threat.
Yeah.
Just different. Mm. All right, Pastor Matt. Love you, man.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Combating climate change. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That'll be President Biden's focus later this hour, holding a virtual forum with other world leaders.
You know, I hope we're past debating climate change in this country. Now we have to act, and we have to act fast.
The president's plan to deal with climate change is included in a $3.5 trillion spending plan that Democrats want to fund, raising taxes on corporations and higher-income Americans.
I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist.
But no Republicans support those tax hikes or all that spending, GOP Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox.
The Democrats' economic plan is lock down the economy, spend like crazy, pay people not to work, give amnesty to people who broke the law, and then for everyone who didn't break the law, who has been working, they're going to raise your taxes.
A lawyer with ties to the Clinton campaign, indicted for his role in the FBI's probe into the Trump campaign. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, Michael Sussman, who himself is a former Department of Justice lawyer, will be in court today. He's been indicted of lying to the FBI during its investigation into possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Special Prosecutor John Durham says that when Sussman presented the FBI with what he claimed was evidence of the former president's campaign colluding with Russia, he insisted he had no political ties when he was actually employed by a firm hired by Hillary Clinton's campaign, Dave.
Evan, an FDA panel will today consider the need for booster shots, a possible third COVID vaccine dose, as the unvaccinated keep being stricken. The past 2 days, there have been more than 6,000 COVID deaths. As police and the FBI search for Gabby Petito, a woman missing since her fiancé returned from a cross-country trip without her, police call Brian Laundrie a person of interest. He's at home with his parents in Florida, not cooperating. The Petito family attorney, Brian Stafford, pleading with them.
As a parent, how could you let us go through this pain and not help us?
As Richard Stafford, America's listening to Fox News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in today.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days, now playing. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
A Republican congressman in Ohio says he will not run for re-election. Anthony Gonzalez was facing a Trump-backed challenger after he was one of the 10 House Republicans voting to impeach the president over the deadly January Capitol attack. Now, the House committee probing that riot is going to also investigate something else.
General Mark Milley called his Chinese counterpart just before November's election and soon after the January 6th insurrection. According to a book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, Milley told General Lee he would warn him in case then-President Trump ordered an attack on China. Now the leaders of the House panel looking into the January 6th riot say they've asked for records connected to those calls. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is on that panel and says they need to know what Milley did.
Indications I'm getting is there is a lot more to this story. And that's why I think it's important, you know, for the January 6th committee to deal with it. It's related to that.
Milley's staff defended those calls, saying they fell within his duties. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Early voting today starts in Minneapolis, and just in time for that, Minnesota's Supreme Court's allowing a ballot question, letting residents decide whether to keep police or scrap that department and put in place a new Department of Safety. A judge has blocked that question earlier, saying the language was too vague. An infamous ex-Minneapolis cop is under more scrutiny.
Derek Chauvin pled not guilty Thursday to violating the civil rights of a teenager in 2017 in an arrest that involved a neck restraint similar to the one used on George Floyd, for which Chauvin was sentenced in June to over 22 years in prison. Chauvin and three other former officers, Thomas Lane, Jay King, and Tu Tao, were arraigned on civil rights violations in Floyd's death on Tuesday.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. On Wall Street, stock futures have been down modestly. In the NFL, Washington beat the New York Giants 30-29 on a last-second field of kickoff week two. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Dealer. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 88, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 66. For Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 86, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06, and this look at your weather is brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 17th edition of Byers & Company. We have our District 61 Education Spotlight presented by Tate and Lyle. We'll introduce you to Bethany Force, part of the Symphony Guild, and what they're doing with the Decatur Public Schools Foundation. Plus, we'll check in with Tim Kaine and Brink Otter folks will be in. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Nick, you're a Millikan alum. They made that U.S. News and World Report list again for regional colleges in the Midwest. I don't know if you saw that story yesterday. Always good to be recognized. We know what an unbelievable campus that is. We'll get into that a little bit later in the program. But we wanted to start today with, you know, the Public Schools Foundation does an awful lot of work. And there's all kinds of organizations in this community that strive to make, whether it's quality of life or education or helping people. And the Symphony Guild is a very, very important part of all of that. Bethany Force is with us here this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about the partnership between these two organizations and this music library, which it was started about 15 years ago. Is that right?
Yes. Yep, that's right.
All right. Before we do this, though, before we get into all the important stuff, I got to know, you were literally, according to Zach, in the marching band at the University of Alabama, and that is an unbelievable thing.
Right, right, yeah. I marched for 2 years with the MDB Roll Tide, and it was a really fun experience.
Can you explain to folks here? I mean, we're U of I fans.
I don't know, maybe.
We like the Millikan Big Blue, but that's another solar system.
It's
when
like
it comes
a whole
to
religion.
Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah. It's you're either Roll Tide or War Eagle, and if you're not the same as the person next to you, it's like you can't even be in the same room as them.
All right, well, that does kind of sound like everybody right now. Anyway, but you played, you were able to play in two national title games.
Yes, yeah. It was.
How cool.
It was really amazing. I mean, the stadium is just electric. It's a whole nother experience. I mean, I've never experienced anything like it since then.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You guys have your own routines, your own practices, your own superstitions. It's like a game inside the game. If you go over to the University of Illinois and you get there early,
And if you have good seats, you watch the Illini band come out, and they have these little routines and little superstitions, and they all do, right? I mean, it's its own culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's a huge commitment, too. I mean, those kids are practicing every day of the week, and you have to memorize your show, you have to memorize your music, and it's a huge commitment, but it's also a lot of fun.
Sure. How much practice in a week, do you think?
Oh, I mean, well, you have your, like, hour and a half band practice on the field where you're practicing the marching, but then you're also supposed to practice your music outside of that. So, I mean, I could say 10 hours a week of practicing your music and practicing your marching.
What instrument?
I played clarinet.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. All right, so talk to me about how you got involved with the symphony, and then we'll get into the Public Schools Foundation and what it means for these kids.
Sure thing. So my mom, Heidi Sack, is actually on the Symphony Guild board, and they had the previous person who was instrument library coordinator had reached her nine-year term, and they had a hole, and they needed someone to come fill it. And my mom said, hey, Bethany, I think you could do this. I mean, you know instruments. You've taught music. You can use a computer, and they were trying to go more digital with their forms and things. And so I just jumped in, and a year later, here I am getting all these instruments out to kids that need them.
All right. Now, let's go back through the history of this. The Guild has granted somewhere around the neighborhood of $75,000 to purchase and repair instruments and providing donated instruments from your membership and the people they know. This is really important, and I know just firsthand how expensive it is when you've got a kid in band. We've got a 17-year-old senior who will be marching tonight at Eisenhower High School during the football game and the practice and the rehearsal and all that. But it's not an inexpensive hobby or passion, right?
No, it can be really expensive. I mean, even the cheapest student instrument will be a few hundred dollars, and that could go all the way up into over $1,000 for like a student cello.
Yeah, and so this means like literally hundreds of kids, who would probably not otherwise be able to participate in these programs are able to because of what the Guild does.
Exactly.
All right, so how does it work? And if people want to get involved or they want to support the cause, talk to me a little bit about the process.
Okay, so we have an instrument library. So we literally have a section of the basement of the PDI that is just full of instruments, over 200 instruments for students to use. And at the beginning of the year, when students are starting to decide if they want to do band or if they want to do orchestra, they can sign up to be in those programs with their teacher at their school.
Okay.
And if they can't afford an instrument, then all the teachers in our district know about our library, and they can direct them to our library, and they can rent an instrument from us. The most a child's going to pay is $30, and we waive a lot of those fees even. You know, a lot of kids don't even have to pay the $30 to rent the instrument. And so then their teachers come and get the instrument, and the kid gets to play. Now, sometimes students need more than just an instrument. Like a clarinet player is going to need reeds and court grease, and all of the students need their method book. And so what I found this last year talking to these teachers is a lot of these students maybe can get an instrument through our library, but then they can't get the supplies they need. And so they're still kind of stuck not being able to participate fully. And so we've started these starter kits. And it's really easy to get involved with that. It's a $40 donation, and that provides all the supplies a child will need for their first year of music instruction and even beyond. And that gives the student everything they need in order to have a successful first year in band or orchestra.
Okay, so you can go to dps61.org/foundation and find that. So anybody could make that one-time $40 donation for a musician starter kit, and then that takes care of any of those extras.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. What about instruments? I know you got a large library, but those age and are used a lot. So how do people, maybe they have gently used or new, or maybe they just want to write a big check or do whatever. How do they support the cause?
Absolutely. So we will take a huge check for sure. But if you just have an old instrument in your attic or in your basement and you don't know what to do with it, you can bring it by to the PDI. I don't have that address in front of me, but you can look that up and maybe you do.
No, that's okay.
But we will take any instrument. We say gently used, but even if it's really old, we can sell that for parts and still use that money to help purchase new instruments or repair instruments.
All right, so anybody can help at any level.
Absolutely.
What does a new clarinet cost, just out of curiosity?
I
can tell you all about trumpets.
Well, I think it's around $400 to $600. Yeah. I know a professional model can get up to $3,000 to $4,000.
So it's not inexpensive. And it's also, this is a big deal. I think that the band kids don't get nearly enough love, right? I mean, everybody's, well, at Eisenhower, not maybe for the football team so much, but everybody's there to see, you know, the sports. But these kids, you know, they practice year-round. They go to the football games and the basketball games and everything in between. They work harder than the athletes.
I mean, as a former band player, I would advocate that also. I mean, they work really hard.
And that's year round. I mean, it doesn't just, it's not.
It doesn't
just,
stop. Yeah.
Right. So support the kids. And this can be a lifelong passion. It could be a career. It could just be a hobby. It could just be something to keep kids busy and give them something positive to do. And this is a very unique way where you can support that, right? I mean, we do fundraisers where we're trying to cure this or get an answer to that. This is like literally putting an instrument in the kids' hands.
Exactly. That's what we say. You know, a small donation can help us enrich the lives of the children in our community by helping us give kids instruments.
All right. Well, this musician, beginning musician starter kit's an easy one. $40. Go to dps61.org/foundation, and that makes sure they have all the stuff around that. And they can afford to be a part of this. And who knows? I mean, you're right. I mean, you just don't know. Your experience, you know, took you to, you know, two national title games.
And to Italy. I got to go to Italy.
Okay, tell me about that. Where in Italy?
We toured all around Italy. We got to do 5 concerts. So I played in the wind ensemble, too, at Alabama. And so we got, and the marching band went, too. But so this can take you overseas, people. And even if it doesn't, it's so enriching for the children to have this musical outlet here in our city.
Where did you play in Italy?
Oh, my gosh. I know we went to Rome. We went to Venice. We did. I can't even remember all the places.
That's amazing. I love Italy. I really do. That, what an amazing thing, right?
It was.
It's not,
and
just
I wouldn't
the
have
athletes.
Been able to experience it without music.
All right. Well, listen, it's a pleasure meeting you, Bethany, and keep up the great work. You can go to symphonyguildofdecatur.org/instrument library. You can also go to the DPS 61 Foundation website and support the cause. If music is your passion and something you care a great deal about, what a great legacy. What a great way to keep it moving forward for the kids. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 88, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 66. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 86, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. At your WSOY time is 7:16.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your saw isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. That's probably the song that he is most known for and not at all my favorite.
It's really good.
I when I say not my favorite, meaning, Nick, and I started this week, by the way, with Rolling Stone's first update in 17 years of their top 500 songs of all time. When you say to a lot of people Jimi Hendrix, they'll say Purple Haze.
Or Voodoo Child, I think, maybe.
No, not even close.
You don't think so?
No. Purple Haze is Jimi Hendrix, Rolling Stones' Satisfaction.
Okay.
Meaning they're not bad songs. They're over the top for people who are not deep into it at all. It's a very superficial pass at either one of those acts, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like when people go, A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles. I mean, like, okay, yeah, it's a great song. There's not a lot of stuff the Beatles did that isn't worth listening to, you know, but it is so far away from what they evolved into and became. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Voodoo Child is a great song, but it's 8 minutes long. I mean, that's not esoteric, but it's not surface Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, fair enough. It was Hulk Hogan's song in the 90s.
See, like, sometimes I should just shut up and let you prove my point. You got it through wrestling.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you're just saying that you didn't take a deep dive into the Hendrix catalog. You got it because one of your wrestlers had it as their walk-up music.
That's why I was overrating its cultural value.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard the...
You mix Hulk Hogan into the conversation. I'm not sure culture...
Man, he was huge. He was a megastar at the time.
Sure, sure. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
So it's not like I went like third tier down. I went right to the only one that transcended.
Yeah, through Hulk Hogan and wrestling. All right. Man, there's a lot to unpack there. We have a whole bunch to get to here today, and I want to make sure we have enough time to do it. We do have tickets I'm giving away today for Three Dog Night.
It's good.
And I want our tickets to be used. I have on your entertainment calendar something that you have to put on your calendar.
I have a couple for you.
Okay, you do?
Yep, on Peacock.
All right, you go for yours first, and then I'll do mine.
Okay, last night was the Dan Brown debut, The Lost Symbol. I don't know that that's a can't miss for you. It's a little campy, like 10% campy, but you get the same kind of feel that the movies have where you're going to chase down this overarching, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that recipe, if you like it, go get some more. But one I think is a can't miss that's been on for several months, Alec Baldwin, Josh Jackson, Christian Slater, Dr. Death.
I started to watch that.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I started it and then just didn't go anywhere with it.
Huh.
I don't know why.
It's good.
I like all the, you know, the parts.
Yep. It delivers on what it's trying to do.
And Dan Brown is interesting to me because I think it's all, like, from the Da Vinci Code gone downhill. Like, it's every version feels like a watered-down version of the previous version.
Yeah, Angels and Demons, and I forget what the other one
was. That was the first one, I think, Angels and Demons.
No, just the Da Vinci Code was.
No, Angels and Demons came out in 2000. That's one of those weird things where it's like Quentin Tarantino. Everybody thinks Pulp Fiction, but then you go Reservoir Dogs. No, Angels and Demons came out in 2000. The Da Vinci Code came out in 2003. The Lost Symbol came out in 2009. Inferno came out in 2013. And Origin came out in 2007.
You're talking about books.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was talking about the movies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. I liked the Da Vinci Code. I wasn't a big fan of Tom Hanks in the movies. I mean, they weren't bad, but they weren't great.
I thought
Nicolas Cage's National Treasure was better.
Those are a lot more fun.
Yeah, they were just, you know, so I'll give it a shot. But here's what you need to put on your calendar. Everybody does. This is very important because it is still impacting
the United States of America and every community that we call home every single day. October 13th on Hulu is a new series called Dope Sick. And it is based on the book Dope Sick, Dealers, Doctors, and the Drug Company That Addicted America, about Purdue Pharmacy and the opioid and OxyContin. And so it's based on a book, and Michael Keaton is the main, along with the cast is really good. There's some really good folks in it, including, I can't find her. I don't know why she's not listed on here. That was in Daredevil and all the Marvel Netflix stuff. What's her name? And it was in Star Wars, The Mandalorian.
I don't know. Why am I drawing a blank on who's combined between all those?
It's really weird. I just saw the preview. There are two trailers for it on Hulu.
It's just a movie, right?
No, it's a series.
Oh, awesome. Modern Michael Keaton's enough for me.
Yeah, he plays the small-town doctor that gets locked into this pharmacy's lying about this stuff, and then it turns into a much bigger story. It looks really good. Really good.
Yeah.
And I like miniseries. It used to be movies, and TV was sort of the redheaded stepkid, right?
Yeah.
And that has so flip-flopped.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the production value can be just, you know, on par. I mean, seeing Bryan Cranston, you know, in shows like Breaking Bad or the Judge, you know, stuff like that where you're looking at it and you go, or His Honor, I'm sorry, Your Honor. You look at it and you go, that's every bit as good as a Hollywood full feature film. I mean, and I get weeks of it. So I'm totally fine with that. And actors have been like that. Directors, they're coming to the small screen. It's not the small screen. It's the rectangle.
That's exactly right.
It's just the rectangle.
The stigma of the small screen is no longer there.
Yeah, it's all screens.
I mean, it was before a thing like where George Clooney would start there to get to be a movie star. And now it's like star is clamoring to get back there. It looks really good. Is it Rosario Dawson? Is that who I'm trying to think of?
I love Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be her.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
It looks excellent.
Yeah, she's excellent in everything that I've seen her in.
It is a national shame, like a shame, a stain on our country that we let Michael Keaton out in the wilderness for so long.
Yeah, we were holding on to Mr. Mom for a long time, and then we got Birdman.
No, I don't know where. I don't know why he disappeared.
It's got to probably be on him, I would think.
I don't think so. Listen, have you read recently like how hard a time Will Ferrell is having like getting a movie made?
But I mean, he also has his own production company.
So saying that. I'm just saying we're fickle. And we're fickle, but even more fickle are the people who run these studios.
Oh, you ought to see the Christopher Nolan negotiations. That'll tell you all you need to know.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just think it's like somebody somewhere decides, well, he's had his, he's over the hill. Mm-hmm. And that's just it.
Yeah.
And then somebody else, and Quentin Tarantino's been brilliant at this, you know, among others, resurrects a career and you go, well, wait, maybe he's not done.
Right.
Michael Keaton is fantastic in Spotlight.
Oh my goodness, Birdman! If you ever see Birdman,
it was not my favorite.
But his acting, unbelievably good.
He is American Assassin.
Oh yeah, true.
Which was the Mitch Rapp, books. I mean, it's just a action movie, mm-hmm. but he's entirely believable.
Yeah, he's great.
So anyway, that's coming on October 13th, and then The Sopranos.
Oh man!
What?
I'm just excited for it. I'm just so.
It's
excited.
A movie, right?
Yeah. Yep.
October 1st,
mm-hmm.
and then James Bond hits theaters 8th. The day of the food drive, October 8th. I'm trying to figure out if I like leave Kroger, and go directly to AMC.
That's probably what I'm doing.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can wait till the next day.
Sure, you can.
Come on now. I mean, we've waited this long. I mean, you're telling me 12 hours is going to make that? I mean,
yeah, they made me wait. I'm not making me wait. That's on them making me wait.
And do you think that the expectations are so unbelievably ridiculous that there's no way it can match?
I'm fine. It's going to land exactly where it needs to land. It's Daniel Craig. It's extra time producing it. It's a good story. There's some some things that may happen in it. I'm stoked.
Okay. I like the newest trailer, not the TV commercial that's running, but the newest trailer goes all the way back to Casino Royale, and it goes, there's scenes from all the movies. Basically, they're end capping this, mm-hmm. you know, as a career.
Effective.
So whether the question is, does he live or die? That's the thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, isn't that ultimately where all this leads?
Yeah.
To that question?
But they've now that Amazon's talking about buying MGM, we're probably going to get a series.
Oh, I don't know. I think we'll get more movies. I think there'll be a new Bond. I think they'll start all over. But do they start all over with the death of Daniel Craig, or will, you know, he retire into the sunset?
I don't know. 007 is just a number. It's not the...
Oh, I know. People will lose their minds.
I can't wait.
I'm excited as well. I just feel like we just geeked out a little bit there. All right. When we get back on the other side of stories and news, we'll check in with Tim Kaine, and then the folks from Brinkotter are coming in today. Three guests during the Brinkotter Home Highlight, and your chance to win as well. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The first electric truck from manufacturer Rivian rolled off the assembly line in Normal. The company that acquired a shuttered Mitsubishi plant several years ago with local and state tax incentives said the 300-plus mile range vehicle will start at $73,000 with production beginning this fall. The company also has a contract to provide Amazon with EV delivery trucks. Dan Martini, Decatur businessman and volunteer, will be honored as the Boy Scouts 2021 Distinguished Citizen Award recipient at the annual banquet Tuesday, October 19th. The Distinguished Citizen Award honors a person who represents the spirit and the values of scouting throughout the community. The banquet is also a major fundraiser for the Greater St. Louis Area Council Boy Scouts of America. Dan is and has been involved with numerous groups throughout the Decatur community, including Children's Museum of Illinois, Legion Baseball, Decatur Area Arts Council, Mount Zion Police Pension Fund, and the St. Teresa Foundation Board, where he serves as president. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden has spoken with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer about plans for passing the party's big spending plan.
Earlier in the day, the president said the U.S. is at
one of those moments where the decisions we're about to make can change, literally change the trajectory of our nation.
The three also spoke about raising the debt ceiling, but Republicans have said that's something they can't abide by and that Democratic spending plans are out of control.
Fox's Jill Nato. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez says he will not run for re-election. He was one of 10 Republicans voting to impeach former President Trump over the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
Representative Gonzalez says it's what's best for his family, but admits what he called toxic dynamics inside his own party were a significant factor. The two-term representative was facing a primary challenge from former Trump White House aide Max Miller.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 88, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 66. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 86, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Shout out to Tim Kaine, who has been filling in all this week for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports on his birthday week of all weeks. All right, big Friday ahead.
Big Friday ahead. Nick, correct me if I'm wrong on these, please, because I know you guys have so many sports that you're covering in the Newhoff stations. We've got the Illini on Y103 tonight. That's right. Yes, the Illini playing a Friday night game at 8 o'clock. The Cardinals will be on 95Q as they continue their playoff drive. They're starting a three-game set against the Padres, and St. Teresa is on WSOY with Eric Lee providing the play-by-play. This Illini team, I understand if people aren't excited about it. I really get if what you've seen in the last 2 weeks, two non-conference losses, and last week really getting slapped around by Virginia, I get it if that's the kind of thing that's turning you off. And, you know, it may be to Illinois' advantage that they're playing at 8 o'clock on a Friday night when a lot of the football fans in the area are going to be paying attention to high school games and they don't need to be worrying about trying to figure out how to watch a team that you don't expect to do very well. I mean, keep in mind, this Illinois is going up 79 points and 1,053 yards of offense in these last two games, 703 through the air, and Maryland is really a good team passing. Maryland beat Illinois the only time they've met before, which was 3 years ago. Maryland won 63-33. And I gotta say that I'm expecting the same kind of thing tonight, but what the Illini organization and the Illini faithful need to keep in mind is that this is a national shot for these teams, a national TV shot for this team. They're going to be on Fox Sports 1. And a team like Illinois doesn't get a lot of shots in the national spotlight. So it gives people a chance to see, okay, this is a team that matters. And maybe if there's a little bit of improvement, particularly in the defensive backfield, maybe you can have a good weekend if you're only losing by three touchdowns or so.
Okay, there's your caveat. When we get back, we'll take the rest of the weekend in the world of sports and take a look at it with Tim Kaine, who is sitting in for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Hey, our good friends, right, at First National Bank, the Quality Bank, soon to be our neighbors.
That's right, coming right to downtown Decatur.
Soon. We'll be back.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper this week. All right, the rest of the weekend.
The thing that you're going to be looking forward to on Sunday, you're a Bears fan. You've got to see what they're going to do with Justin Fields. It's going to be a topic of debate until he turns out to be the starting quarterback. It may not matter at all in this game. They're playing Arizona. Arizona is, you know, almost as good a team as the Los Angeles Rams, who beat the Bears last week. And again, I'm going to continue to maintain that game wasn't as one-sided as the score appeared. The Bears defense, that defensive backfield particularly, and Khalil Mack specifically, on the defensive line, they have to turn up. They have to do something to stop Kyler Murray and a really potent Arizona Cardinals offense.
All right, my friend, we appreciate it and appreciate you being here all this week and filling in for Mark Tupper. All right, I'm confused. But that's, you know, a pretty normal state for me. I'm looking at the schedule, and once again, Tim was right about tonight. It's the St. Teresa game on WSOY, 6:30 pregame. There is Padres and the Cardinals on 95Q with a 6:20 pregame, and then Maryland taking on the Illini on Y103 with a 7 o'clock pregame.
Wow.
That's a weird Friday night.
It is.
And Saturday, Padres, Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, you know, on SOY and DZ. And then my schedule says Bengals versus the Bears this weekend.
I did my picks yesterday. I think you're right.
Okay. And that would be pregame 11:30. That's a weird Friday night, though. We apologize. It's like we're contractually obligated, you know, and happy to do so, but to air the Cardinals game, right? And the Illini game, and St. Teresa football all on one station, mm-hmm. all at the same time.
It's a lot to juggle there everywhere.
So it will be literally Cards and Mets. I'm sorry, no.
See?
No, I was looking at Wednesday, not Friday. I apologize. Yeah, it gets confusing. It'll be Illini on Y103, Cardinals on 95Q, and high school football with St. Teresa, 6:30 pregame here on WSO1.
That's awesome. Yeah, this weekend I'm looking forward to my team visiting Tampa Bay with no shot of coming out alive.
You never know that.
I mean, it's coming from me, Brian.
I'm just saying, listen, you never know. You might have just put the doomsday on Tom Brady and the crew.
Oh, I hope I don't do that, but I wouldn't mind a win.
Why not?
That's what I'm there for.
All right, the Brinkotter Home Highlight coming up on the other side of the break, and we'll tell you about some of the stuff they're doing in the community. Tom will be in studios. We'll talk to Ellen about some joint efforts that they're doing, and then we have our actual home highlight. We'll get to in the second part of the show. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Buying a new home can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. First Mid Bank and Trust can help you apply for pre-approval, shop with confidence, knowing how much you can afford, and explore down payment assistance programs, getting answers from local lenders. With down payment options and great rates, we can be your trusted guide every step along the way. Start your journey today with First Mid Bank and Trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 8th at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. The WSOY Community Food Drive wants to ensure a safe event while also ensuring the ability to help those in need. Because of the continued risk of COVID-19, we're again asking for monetary donations only to help fill our local food banks. Your dollars will go the farthest, allowing local food banks to eliminate waste and purchase goods on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Every cent goes to the purchase of food. And thanks to our community partners, we're able to again offer a substantial financial award to the top 5 local schools that collect the most money for the food drive. For more information, to get your school, business, or church involved, or to give online now, go to nowdecatur.com. The 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 8th at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Not quite sure where you're going with this, but
top 500.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, this is, we're doing the obvious.
I'll dig, but I didn't dig well yesterday.
So you're making up for it today.
Just playing some
standards.
Everybody
else is going, what in the hell?
What is it?
I walked a line, right?
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. We're back here. Time now for the Brinkotter Home Highlight. We got a couple of segments here that we're going to start with. First, let me say thank you to Brinkotter and their sponsorship of Decatur's Got Talent. We just had Pastor Matt in a little earlier. Still got a week, until next Friday. to get your two-minute video submitted. $5,000 first prize. Yeah. And I want people to realize you don't have to be a singer. I mean, everybody kind of, when you say talent, they think, you know, musician, any kind of talent, and any age group. So young kids all the way up to grandma and grandpa eligible to participate. The finals will be October 16th at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. And a $5,000 grand prize, $1,500 for second, $500 for third. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we got a lot of talented people in this community.
Be cool, and it's at the Devon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thanks to Ryan came to our group meeting we had, and you guys generously jumped aboard, as you do with so many things. And we just wanted to tell you thank you, and we appreciate it.
Happy to help.
All right, Decatur Block by Block. Before we bring Ellen in here, just talk to me a little bit about your involvement with this.
Well, I'd say it might have been 3 years ago now. At least 2 or 3 years ago, we had an idea of we wanted to give back to the community, and we came up with, you know, we're in the housing business, Brian, and we looked around, and neighborhood revitalization was a big hot topic. It was then, it is now. So we kind of formed this. It was called Brinkhotter Block by Block at the time. Now it's just Block by Block. And we go into neighborhoods and we help people clean their home up that are in need and try to help those neighborhoods.
All right. Well, Ellen Hearn joins us on the phone line here today. Ellen, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Tell me why this is such an important program.
Well, we have a lot of neighborhoods with people who are disabled or are unable to do the work themselves, but we are able to go in, give them the assistance they need, and in return, they give back to the community by adopting a street or donating items that can be used elsewhere. For instance, one of the homeowners donated windows, which we were able to repurpose into a greenhouse for Torrance Park.
All right, that's fantastic. What a great program that is. We found out about that last week with the Community Foundation. Now, I understand you guys got a project coming up on September 24th and 25th in the Johns Hill neighborhood.
Absolutely. We're growing our impact. We're partnering with the city of Decatur. Our goal is to update the landscape for 40 homes, and we're going to start on the 24th and 25th with five of those homes, and in 2 days we hope to upgrade the landscaping, which means we need volunteers.
Okay, so that's my next question. How can people help? How can people participate?
The best way they can help is to go to our Facebook page and indicate that they will be there either on Friday or Saturday so we know how to order the lunches. Then they just need to show up at 9 a.m. at Torrance Park in the pavilion, which is right there by the ball field. Deliver the tools.
Yeah, Johns Hill, you mean, Ellen. I'm sorry. I think you said Torrance, but you meant Johns Hill. That, you talk about a neighborhood being transformed, and it's unbelievable you guys are even doing more. But with the Howard G. Buffett Foundation and what they've done over there with that baseball field and the tennis courts and the basketball courts and that entire park, now focusing on the neighborhood and the homes and the landscaping, I mean, that neighborhood's going to look like it looked in the 1950s.
It's phenomenal, Brian. I was down there the other day,
and
you know, I'm a baseball guy, and that baseball diamond is top-notch. And the whole place, it just makes you smile just to drive through it.
You ever see them put the pitcher's mound out? I mean, they build it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, yeah. I mean, it's artificial.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, they come out and literally bring like six pieces and put the mound together.
And they're down there now literally putting in new curb, gutters, sidewalks in the whole neighborhood. It's phenomenal. If you've not been down there, drive through it.
Yeah, no, and then the new school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely a perfect partnership. And, Alan, you guys are just going to be the icing on the cake here with the landscaping and just tuning up. So, once again, what is the Facebook page literally Decatur Block by Block?
Decatur Block by Block, yes.
Okay, well, we'll encourage everyone to get there and volunteer. Thank you for your efforts, and we appreciate Ellen Hearn, who's doing so much in, you know, beautification efforts in the greater Decatur and Macon County area over the last number of years.
Ellen's doing a fantastic job with this organization. I'm happy that she agreed to help out and take the lead on this, and she's raising money and doing a lot of good, and we're really proud of Ellen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Johns Hill, Nick, you've been driving by there because you've been giving me updates for like a couple of years.
That's right. That place, you look at it, and it's being used by the community now. You're seeing kids out playing, using the grass. You're seeing the beautiful building that sits atop the hill, and you can kind of picture how it's going to look when they get all those streets and everything cleaned up. It's something to be really proud of.
You know, that was, you know, when my parents, you know, were, you know, young kids, you know, that was, you know, a middle class, you know, neighborhood, you know, Piggott Field was there for, you know, folks remember Eisenhower High School, you know, playing their night games, there.
The Jamboree. Remember the Jamboree?
Absolutely do. And so it really is cool to see all that. And then, like, what Ellen's doing and what Brinkotter's doing and Decatur block by block, it's just those fine details of going in and just making it a home.
It's really, really neat to see, Brian. I kind of grew up in that neighborhood. I went to St. James, which is just on the on the northwest side of that neighborhood. We would walk through there. I'd walk there through there to go to my grandma's home after school. So it's really, really something to see down there.
Yeah, no doubt. Great efforts, and as always, Brinkotter right in the middle of it. When we get back, we do have a home highlight, and we're going to take you to North Oakland Avenue in Maroa. If you want to go to the Navigator Facebook page, we've got $25 gift cards to Crawford's Pizza and Pub in Maroa. So you can go out and see the house and get some pizza.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. That's a convenience thing.
Some
I love
wings.
That.
I got great wings at Crawford's.
Yeah, I know. I'm a pizza guy. I'm not the wing guy. I can't help it. I tried. I don't know what it is. It's like I'm genetically incapable of doing the wings thing. And it's got to be an anomaly because everybody I know loves wings.
Yep.
But they've got pizza, thankfully. So you can use it for either or. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 88, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 65. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 86, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees, and your WSOI time is 7:50.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashioned pampering.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. Time for the Brinkotter Home Highlight. Tom Brinkotter is in the studios with us here today. We just got a chance to visit with Ellen Hearn with the Decatur Block by Block program, and they have a big event they're doing with Johns Hill Neighborhood on September 24th and 25th. You can find them on Facebook under Decatur Block by Block and volunteer if you'd like in those efforts. Time now, though, to welcome Terry Booker to the program. Terry, how are you doing this morning?
I am great. How are you?
Fantastic. Let's head up north to Maroa. Where is North Oakland Avenue in Maroa?
It is a straight north just west of 51 between Forsyth and Maroa, a little closer to Maroa than it is Forsyth, but easy to get to and easy to get back to town. It's a brick two-story home that sits on 2.27 acres. It's beautiful out there, and it has a Quonset hut that's 40 by 60. So you've got a workshop, whatever you would like for it to be, storage or whatever, and the home is in fantastic condition.
All right, you know, the land's important, right? People want a little bit of room to roam and stretch during these past 18 months.
Right, and there's no one directly around you, so you are out there by yourself.
All right, bunch of pictures on brinkhotter.com. The actual address is it 10897? Is that right, North Oakland?
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like they got a lot of homes in Oakland.
I know. No, it's just because that they do those addresses for 911 calls.
Oh, I got you. That makes sense.
So they know where they are. They give them those numbers. Yes, and the kitchen has been updated, and it has quartz counters. Amish made maple cabinets. The master bath was updated. It has a jetted tub and a tile shower. We got 2.5 baths there. And the basement is a very workable and usable basement. And these the sellers now have redone the front porch, so it really becomes another room that's not included in that square footage.
That's great. And it looks like just plenty of room to roam, which is very, very important. How do folks see this, Terry?
They can give Brinkhotter a call and ask for Terry Booker, or they can call me at 217-433-0561, or just go to Brinkhotter and click on my picture.
All right, Terry, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend and good luck with the listing in Moreau. We have literally the link on our Now Decatur Facebook page. You can win a $25 gift card to Crawford's Pizza and Pub in Moreau. And all you have to do is like, comment, feel free to share, but take a gander. It's a pretty cool property out there. And I don't know. The space, to me, is like you don't want 100 acres. You don't want, like, a national park. You want enough room that's convenient to take care of and you can stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, Brian, homes with a little bit of ground, an acre or two, are very, very popular. The extra building is very popular in our market. You
right.
know, that Quonset hut will give you a lot of storage.
I love those. I mean, I think if I was a kid, you know, that would be what you want in your backyard.
Yeah.
You could, like, play World War II all day long.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the market's still really, really hot. So,
all right, what are you seeing? Any changes at all? What's the forecast look like?
Well, we've been sitting at about 120 to 130 active listings at any one time for a year or so. Now that has ticked up. Yesterday I looked, there was 185 residential listings in Macon County. So we are seeing the inventory not get back to normal, mm-hmm. but it's starting to move that way. That being said, we're still getting multiple offers on homes that are priced correctly, that are in good shape. There's still a lot of demand out there, and I just suggest if you're thinking about selling, call your real estate professional and have them come out and give you a proper professional analysis so you get what your home is worth.
Absolutely. And there's all kinds of stuff. You can search by neighborhoods. You can search by areas. You can. It's so intuitive, the website, and so fast.
That redo we did on that
really,
it made
really a noticeable difference. And you were fast anyway, so it wasn't like. But when you did it, I'm like, oh my God, that is unbelievable.
Brian, that website is used tremendous amount by our consumers, and we take it very seriously. And we're always going to stay ahead of that. And that's what that was. That's a big investment to make sure that website is fast. It gives you what you want, when you want it, and as quickly as you want to get it.
No doubt about it. So check it out. Go to brinkhotter.com. All kinds of, and as Tom said, a little uptick in the listing, so there's more to look at, and make sure you check it out. How are things, you know, as we're back into sort of, you know, COVID mitigations and everybody's trying to be safe, and I know that's been very important to you guys,
not
only for your buyers, but your sellers, you know, and everybody doing the right thing. But you can still, you know, show a house and do it safe.
Right. I mean, the website, we put a lot of information on our site, so you can literally walk through a house with a 3D walkthrough without going to it. But we are, you know, taking precautions. We have that conversation with our sellers when we list the home. How would you like us to handle this? We're wearing masks as per the mask mandate. I will tell you that open houses are few and far between, and I don't know that they're ever really going to come back
right.
like they were.
Some things have changed forever,
that's right?
Right. And I think it isn't an unnatural thing. It just was an accelerated thing. It's a change that would have maybe taken 3, 4, or 5 years. It just got there a lot quicker because of the pandemic.
Yeah, and you know, literally, Brian, you can go to our website and pretty much walk through a house without going.
You get the entire experience.
I don't recommend anybody buy a house without going in at first.
I don't think
that's a good idea.
No, but you can narrow down your list.
That's right. It's made the process more efficient.
Yeah. And probably more efficient for the agents, too.
Well, it is. I mean, when my dad was in the business, People would call him and say, hey, I want you to find me this type of house in this type of neighborhood and in this type of school district. And they would go out and search for it with paper books and three ring binders. And now the consumer will call us up and say, hey, I want to see this one and this one.
Absolutely. Great stuff as always, Tom. And once again, thank you for all your continued support for the community. That's a great program you guys started with Decatur Block by Block and just sort of going in and making a difference. I mean, that's just, you know, it takes work, it takes effort, it takes volunteers, but it also takes leaders in the community like you guys to help start these things.
Brian, this is a phenomenal community. You know, I chose to come back here, and it's the best decision I ever made. And everybody in this community is so giving, and you know, when a call comes out, people answer it, and I'm just proud to live here.
Well, don't sell you guys short. You answer, and not everybody answers all the time the way you guys do, so I thank you from the community perspective. Brink Otter, I'm telling you, go to BrinkOtter.com and check out Terry's listing and all the rest today. We're going to take a break for Top of the Hour Stories and News. When we get back here, Angela's going to be with us. We have tickets to give away to the Devon Amphitheater, the Three Dog Night Show, which is this weekend. I've got four tickets. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. More than 7,500 fewer Illinoisans filed for initial unemployment benefits last week compared to the week before. The U.S. Department of Labor reports around 8,000 people filed.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.